you've learned about their offense, their young quarterback? Tell us what you expect.
Young quarterback, definitely very explosive offensively. A lot of weapons, very good receivers, a lot of experience on offensive line. Very good running back, fast tight end. So and very unpredictable. Mike March, you cannot predict what he's going to do. He can do just about anything.
Yeah, Bill was saying big plays. You really have to focus on not letting those happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know they're talented and they're going to make plays, but yet and still you can't give up the big play. You still have to be able to compete, stop the run, and not give up the big plays because offenses thrive on big plays.
Rodney, you can prepare all you want by watching tape of an opponent you're not familiar with. How difficult is it until you go on the field and see how fast these guys are, how quick these guys are to make adjustments to them?
Well, every team to me is fast. These guys, they definitely have a lot of speed, very big at the receiver spot, and just very talented overall. So once we get out there, we pretty much have a gauge of how fast they are and how big they are. Watching them on film, I mean, they're not slow. So you can definitely tell the speed. But once you're in person, you definitely be able to tell the speed because it's not like it. They're fast.
It's been a long 2 weeks for you guys?
Not really. It's been relaxing. Been fun. Excited to get some, you know, get back into action and go out there and take a nice West Coast trip and hopefully come back after a victory.
Tough to pack for 2 weeks?
Not at all. No. Do some shopping out there. Have some extra time. Give me an excuse to spend some money.
What's the hardest part about facing a team?
How can I say this? I mean, just not being familiar with them. You know, because you have your three division opponents and you face them twice a year and not really being familiar with them. That's basically it. But yet and still, you know, you try to study the tendencies, you try to study the players and see their movements. You just go out there and just play football and do your job and try to make plays when they're available. He can run. I mean, he can move, get out the pocket, has good pocket awareness, can throw the ball down the field, can make all the short, intermediate, as well as the deep throws. And he's got a lot of weapons to spread the ball around. So he's definitely someone we have to pay attention to and not allow him to scramble.
Saints got to him six times, though.
Yeah, but he also hit some plays. I mean, they've given up a few sacks. So hopefully up front we can do a good job and get to him.
Rodney Harrison. Ellis Hobbs.
Can you talk about the success you guys have had on the return game and about what the guys are doing up front to allow that?
Well, I think obviously, you know, first and foremost, it's an 11-man job out there where, you know, you definitely need all 11 guys clicking on the same page, starting with the ball handling by me, you know, catching the ball, making sure everything times up right. But then those guys up front, you know, just continually blocking and just, you know, not necessarily creating holes or anything like that, but just sticking to the man long enough so that I can make a maneuver off of them instead of both of the people, you know. So right now I think we're doing a great job, and we just got to keep it rolling.
Ellis, what do you think of this extended road trip you guys are going on here?
I mean, yeah, nothing's extended yet. We're still here. We play San Francisco first. When that gets here, I'll tell you all about it. But, you know, I've never done anything like it, so I don't know what to say about it. So, you know, just, I don't know. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Ellis, what do you see from JT O'Sullivan?
God can make plays, man. He, you know, I've seen him keep a couple plays alive. He's doing a great job of getting the ball to the receivers down the field, you know, where I think they're, like, leading as far as, you know, the most plays over 20 yards right now. You know, allowing his guys to get up the field, keep the play going, grade eight play actions, whatever, you know, and has a strong enough arm to get it down there and on time.
You guys excited to get back out there after
Yeah, I think it was a week much needed, not just because of a loss, but, you know, it's been a long season already from camp to preseason to now. You know, I'm excited personally to get back out there, you know, kind of get back into the groove of things. Yesterday, I was excited to get out there and practice. Felt a little stiff and rusty, but, you know, I'm pretty excited to get to this game this Sunday.
Is this an offense that is going to try and fool you, or is this an offense that, hey, we know what we're going to do, just try and stop us?
Yeah, I think they're doing anytime you have a team that's successful with what they're doing, I don't think they're going to come in and try to wow you or surprise you with things they're not, you know, used to doing or, you know, feel like that they have to do extra, you know. They're doing a well enough job in their offensive game to say, you know what, why change our game plan? There might be a few wrinkles here and there, but I don't expect to see just anything crazy.
Mike Vrabel.
You know, we need to focus on, you know, playing well on third down. And then, you know, really, you know, everybody always focuses on not giving up the big play. So, you know, that's, you know, the rush getting to them or guys, you know, making plays. And instead of a 5-yard gain, you know, instead of a 15-yard gain, you need to keep it to a 5-yard gain.
You mentioned the running game. What do you know about it?
Well, I mean, I just know that, you know, he's a great back. You know, I mean, Frank has done a great job. And I think, you know, you look back and even his career at Miami, I mean, he was the number one back there, and then he got injured. So, you know, this guy has been productive, you know, anytime he's carried the ball. So, you know, he looks good, and you know, he's had a great season so far, and they certainly count on him.
How unusual is it to have a trip like this this time to stay out?
You know, I don't think it's any different for us. You know, we're going to go out there on Friday, and, you know, I'm sure we'll practice somewhere on Saturday and then get ready to play the 49ers on Sunday.
Mike, you like Mark's offense very similar to what you saw at the Super Bowl? And it's been a while. But
well, we've seen him. You know, we've seen him as a coordinator too with the Lions. You know, a couple years ago. So, certainly is not afraid to get the ball downfield. He's got a good running back, a great back. You know, like he did with you know, Marshall Faulk, and so you know, they use him a lot of different ways.
Mike, you're right. Go ahead, Mike.
One thing about quarterbacks that play for Mike Martz, they hold on to the ball to the last moment to try and get that ball downfield. Are you guys cognizant of that as you prepare to get?
Well, I mean, I think you always have to, you know, understand, you know, what they're trying to do, whether they're trying to get rid of it quick or in situations if he's just picking it up and throwing the ball to an open guy. So there are certainly times when he's waiting for that route to get open downfield.
Mike, how tough is it when you are familiar with the team to adjust to them on the field, just in terms of when the game begins, in terms of the speed, the quickness, because you haven't seen them yet?
Well, I think, you know, if you look, you know, we may not have, you know, played the 49ers a bunch, but, you know, I think we know some of their players, and we've played against some of their players in the past, which is not uncommon, you know, guys moving around and playing for different teams. So you kind of have to look at what they're doing individually, but then also what the Rams are trying to do, or 49ers are trying to do with you know, offensively with Martz in there, and, you know, O'Sullivan, you know, hell, he was here. So I think we have a pretty good idea of what he's capable of doing, and he's an athletic guy who runs around and waits for that guy to get open downfield. And if there's rush, I mean, he does a good job of, you know, kind of running around in the pocket and getting rid of the ball.
What do you remember about O'Sullivan when he was here? What was he like then?
Pretty quiet, you know, nice guy, you know, worked hard, but fairly quiet and, you know, had been with a few teams, so I'm glad to see him find a home and get an opportunity to play quarterback.
Has he kind of made progress from what you've seen of him this week?
Well, I mean, I think he's done, you know, I think what any player or any coach would want a player to do is work hard and try to, you know, run the offense or defense that they're trying to put in. And I think everything that you hear coming out of camp a few weeks ago was that, you know, this is the guy that continually stepped up and did the right things and threw the ball to the right guy and made plays. So, you know, he's proven to be their starter.
He was sacked 6 times last week, though. Does that make you guys think about him?
Well, I mean, I think the Saints have a good D-line, and I think that they, you know, rush quarterbacks. So I'd like to think that hopefully we can do some of that this week.
Vince Wilfork?
Play with a lot of stars in college, though, and now here you get your fair share of stars in this locker room. I mean, having been with all those different coaches, what have you learned about the way coaches handle stars versus maybe guys at the bottom of the roster?
All coaches handle all their players the same. I mean,
they should or they do?
No, I think they do because some guys might not get it. A younger guy coming in might not get it, but at the same time, you might have a veteran making the same mistake. He going to get the point. You see what I'm saying? I mean, so they have to understand the situation they're in. I mean, you have a guy coming from a D3 school and you have a guy coming from one of the top-notch D1 school. You expect that D1 prospect to know a lot more than, you know, D3. But, you know, some coaches take that approach. Some have to teach, you know. So it all depends. I mean, like I say, for me, it wasn't my biggest thing was learning the 34 defense, how to play nose tackle, you know. So it wasn't being disciplined. It wasn't being, you know, going out there teaching the technique and worrying about me not doing it. It wasn't nothing like that because, you know, I had all the coachings that I needed in college that taught me those types of things. So, but it was just a little different because I was in a different defense. But football, when you look at it, it all comes down to it boils down to one thing is winning. I mean, if you know how to win, I'd rather have 53 guys on my team that knows how to win, that's from a D3 or junior college, than somebody in a D1 that really don't know what it takes to win. You know what I mean? I'd rather have those 53 guys from that junior college or D3 because they know how to win. They know what it takes to win. And that's one thing that I think my college, me being in college and me coming here, one similarity I see from the University of Miami and here, that we love to win.
Wes Welker.
How much are you looking forward to playing again? It's been a long 2 weeks. How do you look forward to this trip?
You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, anytime you get out there and get to hit it hard every once in a while, it's a good deal. So I'm looking forward to it.
What have you learned about the Niners and their
defense? They're a physical bunch. You know, they match up really well against just about everybody in the league. And so, you know, we're gonna have our hands full with them and you know, hopefully try and match their level of play out there.
On any level, Wes, is the travel that's ahead of this team in the next 2 weeks on anybody's mind?
You know, no, not really. You know, we're just focused on getting ready for the 49ers and make sure we're ready to play, you know, come this Sunday.
Wes, Coach said that although you guys haven't faced the 49ers in 4 years, you've still seen many of the players in different seasons. Can you just talk about that?
Well, you know, they're a veteran bunch. You know, they got a bunch of, you know, free agent type guys in the offseason and guys that we've seen before, you know, and Nate Clements, you know, was in our division with Buffalo for a long time. So, you know, we've seen plenty of him and you know, various players like that.
Wes, with Tom going down and Matt's still relatively new to the quarterback position, or at least as a starter, do you think the early bye week was beneficial to the team?
You know, I guess if you look at that perspective, maybe a little bit, but you know, it happened when it happened, and now we just you know, had our time to get better that week, and we just got to move on from that.
Do you feel you and him are starting to get more on the same page? Got a couple of games under his belt.
I think, you know, the more reps you can get out there with each other, the better it's going to be, and the more you'll be able to, you know, kind of read off each other.